Sleep patterns. Difficulty falling asleep occasionally. Difficulty falling asleep most of the time. Stays asleep all night, but body is restless. For example, tossing and turning, covers all torn up. Awakens maybe once a night and goes right back to sleep. Frequent night awakenings, does not go back to sleep easily. Not unusual to be up for the day at an extremely early hour. For example, 3 a.m. Moans or cries in sleep. Nightmares or night terrors. Sleepwalks. Why, I ask. Autism parents have horror stories to tell of the frequent night awakenings and infamous poor sleep patterns on the spectrum. Problems that are mostly due to acid reflux and GI discomfort. You will be glad to know your child's sleep pattern is often one of the first things to improve when the basic GI support protocol is started. Hallelujah. Sleeps less than normal, sleeps more than normal. Takes melatonin, clonidine, or other medications for sleep. Antipsychotic or antidepressant medication is strategically taken at night to help with sleep. How many caffeinated drinks are consumed each day? Why, I ask. I've had several cases where overwhelming fatigue and excessive sleeping were found to be due to intestinal parasites. Children with autism tend to get significantly less sleep than non-ASD children. They go to sleep later, get up earlier, and may wake up several times a night. Poor quality of sleep significantly affects the daytime functioning of autistic children, and from personal experience, I can assure you that sleep-deprived children equals sleep-deprived parents. This leads to difficult behaviors and high levels of family stress. I spent years in a crabby stupor before I learned how easy the sleep patterns are to restore. Add to the action plan. Follow the basic GI support protocol. Believe it or not, sleep will usually respond and improve. Try the sleep tips. See week 4 in the Chapter 9 online action plan. Reduce and eliminate caffeine in the diet.